KSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The solar eclipse is headed our way this afternoon. National Solar Observatory physicist Ryan French with more on the path.
Hawaii will actually see a partial eclipse before anyone sees anything. And it crosses, makes landfall in Mexico in a city called Mazatlan, then crosses the border into the U.S. around Eagle Pass, then passes up through the U.S. all the way to the top right corner, going over a few major cities along the way. It goes through upstate New York, Rochester, Buffalo, up through into Maine, and across to Canada as well.
6 months into the Israel-Hamas war, the IDF has now announced it is withdrawing some of its forces from southern Gaza. Talks also continue in Egypt on a more permanent ceasefire and hostage release. Crews in Baltimore have begun removing the containers of the cargo ship Dolly that brought down the key bridge in Baltimore last month. South Carolina keeping its perfect season intact with an 87-75 win over Iowa in the women's NCAA championship game in Cleveland on Sunday. This is ABC News. One person under arrest after a suspicious fire at a Vermont office, the office of Senator Bernie Sanders.
35-year-old Shant Sagamonian has been taken into custody. He's accused of entering Senator Bernie Sanders' Burlington, Vermont office on Friday, spraying a door with liquid and then setting fire to the door with a lighter. No one was hurt in the blaze, and Sanders was not there at the time. The Department of Justice says the case is being investigated as arson and that no motive was immediately clear. Sagamonian could face up to 20 years in prison and up to $250,000 fine if convicted. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
Gas prices in overdrive in California. The statewide average up to $5.34 a gallon. Nationally, the average begins at about $3.59. A Supreme Court justice in Brazil is adding ex-owner Elon Musk to an investigation over spreading fake news. He's also ordering a separate investigation into Musk over allegations of obstruction. Over the weekend, Musk threatened to defy a court order demanding certain accounts be blocked. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin has redesigned its website in hopes of boosting enrollment. The new wisconsin.edu makes information about enrollment and degree programs easier to find. It's the latest effort by the UW system to boost enrollment after nearly a decade of declines. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is giving $22 million to farmers who practice rotational grazing. Kevin Mahalko is a dairy farmer in Gilman. He says rotational grazing has helped him survive difficult stretches and keeps his costs down.
The cow is doing more of the work and using fencing instead of as much equipment. It cuts down on a lot of repairs and maintenance and diesel fuel.
The deadline to apply for the grants is May 26th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers sink the Mariners high. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers crushed Seattle 12-4. Mariners pitcher Colin Snyder had to leave in the fourth after taking a line drive to his left knee.
Yeah, it's a contusion. He got smoked. I'll give him credit for trying to stay in there. He knew where we were at with the bullpen.
Manager Scott Service. The Brewers up by 10 runs for much of the game. Milwaukee's Pat Murphy.
It never feels like it isn't close, to be honest with you, when you're on a coaching staff. You're thinking of everything and you want to make sure that you guard against any implosion.
After the game, the crew flew to Cincinnati to open a four-game series tonight against the Reds. NBA, the Bucks losing at home to the Knicks, 122-109. Chris Middleton literally punched in the mouth, had to exit in the first half, and was taken to see an oral surgeon. How did the Bucks blow an 11-point lead early in the second half?
Yeah, I just thought we came out flat. You know, I used two timeouts. I wish I knew why, but we did.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 60 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, a few off and on showers, otherwise mostly cloudy. 42 tomorrow, a sprinkle or two in the morning. Clearing in the afternoon, 59 by Wednesday, partly cloudy, with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Happy Eclipse Day.
Solar Eclipse Day.
Happy
yes.
NCAA Championship Day.
Yeah, right.
Not a happy day for Caitlin and the gang.
They kind of.
Boy, they came out so hot. It was incredible. Unbelievably hot.
Yeah.
And then unbelievably cold.
Right.
But that team was so tall. It reminded me of when you're in the sixth grade. And you go against that team that for some reason have three kids who are 6 foot three in the sixth grade, and they would miss, and they would just get the rebound and put it back up, and they would miss, and they get the rebound and put it back up.
Did you see what the opposing coach said about Caitlin, though? Just that she's the greatest. That just really a lot of – that was kind of a cool after-interview
show. Yeah, I thought so, too.
You know, that's nice. So, she did a lot. I mean, that was how many viewers did they have yesterday?
I haven't seen it, but what was it, 13 the other day?
Yeah.
The most ever, and so they figure this one is going to be, you know, 14 to 15.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
And the ticket prices, although...
And, you know, this might save the WNBA. Not saying it's on life support, but it makes no money. And the people don't make much money. I mean, some would make like 80 grand for playing...
Really?
Yeah, WNBA baseball or basketball. Wow. So, but, I mean...
Oh, yeah, she...
Have you ever watched... I've never watched a WNBA game. You know how big of a sports fan I am.
Wow, yeah, that's true. If you have,
and I just don't find any interest. I don't know the players. You know, a lot of them for Europe. I don't even watch NBA much, to be honest with you.
Yeah. But so will this do it?
Well, my God, they start in like a month. So, you know, she's going to be the big story.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's not like it's, you know, in the NBA, it's like, okay, next November or October, you know, you start thinking about it again. This is going to be in like a month when they have the draft and everything and get going. So it'll be interesting to see what she does for the WNBA.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, there's no doubt that she's elevated that whole sport. And
she really has.
Does that work the same as football?
Yeah, she's going to Indiana.
Okay.
And her boyfriend actually works for the Indiana Pacers.
No.
So, there you go.
What kind of money will she make?
In the WNBA?
Yeah.
A couple hundred grand, maybe.
Really? That's it?
Yeah, she'll make so much more on endorsements and everything, you won't believe it.
Right.
That's the big ticket now. She's got the NIL thing still. I mean, she's taking a pay cut. I mean, unless you get some more sponsorships.
She'll get that. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah, I know. I think we were all hopeful that she was going to.
It was just such a fun story.
Right. But she went out on. She
no question.
Records.
Absolutely. No question.
That's cool.
And she still had, what, 30 or whatever. You know, so it's not like. But she had 18 in the first quarter. That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Got a text here. Thanks, guys, for tickets to Saturday's game. I had a great time. I got a Giannis Brewers jersey. Terry. Great, Terry. Thank you.
All right.
It's looking at good seats. I like that behind home plate on the third baseline. Those are the ones we're giving away. Those are nice seats. Are those our seats, Todd?
Yeah. So if you ever want to go, let me know, and I'll.
I'm doing a trivia contest that I'm going
to
win.
Yeah, I know. It's not going to be state capitals, but we'll figure something out.
Name the quarterback. Yeah, right. From 1947. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
So, you know, I don't watch much TV. My wife's gone this weekend, and so it was just kind of me and Milton. I got into that Netflix. What's that called? It's that series.
Which one,
John? I watched over 10 hours of TV. I told Todd this morning when I got here, that is more TV than I've watched, I swear to God, since last year. Have you ever seen Suits?
Yes.
Oh,
I like
man.
It.
I got totally into it.
I mentioned that to somebody. Was it Julie or Dom or somebody the other day? Because that's one with Meghan Markle in it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
John, I ran the tables on that. I couldn't believe it. And then, I went to bed, I don't know, Friday night at...
How cute is Meghan Markle in that show?
I know.
Wow.
Great. And she's a good actress.
Great actress.
Yeah. So I think I went to bed at like 10:30. I got up at 4 and I went
and watched
down.
Again.
I did.
Wow.
I did. It was, remember I told you my other series that I watched, I don't know, 7 years ago was Breaking Bad. This is the same as that. It's a great story. You know, and every episode is like 42 minutes. If you'd watch it on TV, the rest of the 18 would be commercials. Right. So it just goes one after another, 4 seconds, the next one starts out. Okay, this is the last one. I got stuff I got to do, this and that.
Yeah.
Man,
I've been like that.
It was great.
I was like that with this most recent one, Masters of the Sky.
Yeah.
The World War II. That was fun.
Oh, yeah, you told me that. Yeah.
Band of Brothers was phenomenal. I think that's the best thing that's ever been on TV was Band of Brothers. But also, I really got into that series I was telling you about, The Morning Show.
Yeah.
Because it really, you know, there's a lot of things behind the scenes that have happened in the national news. I mean, the one guy, you know, the guy from The Office, Michael from The Office, whose real name I can never remember, but Todd will know it off the top
Steve
of his head.
Canal.
Carell.
Yep.
He played basically Matt Lauer.
Oh.
You know, that type of a thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's stuff that,
is,
you know, it's really based on stuff. It's not some real fictionalized type of thing. You could see all of this stuff happening.
And that's what I liked about Suits as well, is it wasn't out of the realm. I mean, there was a lot of court things that.
Right.
But that's the real deal when some of the stuff Harvey pulls.
I know.
But that does happen.
Don't you love that one character, though? The kind of. What's the word? You wouldn't trust him. The guy's got kind of big teeth. And when he smiles, he smiles.
Harvey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
isn't
he
a great character? He's a total P. Yeah. You don't have to whisper.
But just the confidence and just the arrogance.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's. But you can't help but like him a little bit because he is.
I've always liked shows about attorneys, the inner workings of attorney offices for some reason. Yeah. I always have. I like that show Better Call Saul.
Yeah, right.
I really enjoy that show.
That was a spinoff of
I loved. You remember L.A. Law?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I loved that.
Yeah, that was a good show, too.
That was a great show.
But that.
Plus, who did L.A. Law have as its greatest person?
I watched that.
Who'd they have?
The young guy?
Huh?
L.A. Law.
Early in the series, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I know who he's talking about.
No, I don't. I'm not good with that. What?
Partridge Family. Susan Day from the Partridge Family.
That's right. You guys had a crush on her.
Yeah.
That's right. Great.
Thank you, Todd.
She didn't stick around long
enough. No, she didn't.
Yeah.
I got another one here from Carol. We had fun at Monster Jam Saturday night. Thank you for the tickets.
Man, that is big business.
Yeah,
sold out.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah. And what a great young man we had here. 22 years old. I'm not even going to say kid. I got to get away from saying kid. But 22 years old, he's out driving those things that weigh, I don't know, how many tons? I have no idea.
And he's one of eight.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. I'm sure a lot of people want to do that.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, that was fun having him on.
Boy, but they put on a show. I mean, it's just crazy.
That was funny when we asked him about rehearsal practice. He goes, it's kind of a show.
Yeah, just kind of show up.
I was like, wow.
And do our thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, boy, it's kind of looking in the mirror for you guys, right? Just kind of show up and
pretty much. Somebody else did all the work behind the scenes.
What about show prep? Nah, not too much.
How did your show go on Saturday, Jim?
Sunday,
I'm sorry.
Sunday, 1 o'clock, Lean Local. I listened to it. Some friends of mine had sent them a text. You guys got to listen to this. Oh, yeah. It was great. It's just about what I say in the beginning of the show, and which I'll say this coming Sunday as well, is it's about what's going on locally.
Absolutely.
We just have missed some of that. And I even say on the show, you know, the TV is kind of more about, you know, a lot about sports, weather, and, you know, the car crashes and federal news and state. And we could just kind of miss out and we just dig a little bit deeper. I mean, I'll tell you what Mayor Boyd
said. Well, they don't have the time. You know, you get a minute 30 window to tell a complete story.
Right.
You
can sit. We have a half hour.
Which is great.
And half hour. So we had Mayor Boyd on and really talked about, you know, great appreciation for the city of De Pere. You know, it's been around for a while. Good bones. Talked about St. Norbert. But what they're doing in De Pere, that's a great little community, 26,000 people. And, you know, they got a good plan and they're implementing that. And then we talked to the president of the Village of Alloway, Jim Rafter. And, you know, he's was a trustee and, you know, kind of ran for president and won. They're really trying to do something. I mean, I kind of joked him with him a little bit. You know, that's a bedroom community. I mean,
yeah,
it is. And he's trying to make that into, you know, a little village with the downtown, with entertainment, with Kyle was sitting in on that interview. And, you know, he's, what, 20, 22 years old. And Jim talked about how they're trying to attract.
What would be considered the downtown of Alloway?
That's what we talked about.
So, I mean, I lived in Alloway, and I'm trying to think what would be
the downtown, and he calls it that. And
where?
Like,
what
wow.
would it be? Like what? Since so, Webster is such a big part of.
Well, that's so he calls about the north end and the south end of Webster. So the north end is where we were at. We talked a little bit about.
Okay.
It's not Zamboni's. What's the name of that place? Where we went.
Zaroni's.
What? Ziggy's?
No. Where you and I went and saw Dr. Chen. That
Yeah. What's the that brewery. Yeah, I can't think.
Starts
right
with
now.
A Z though.
Yeah.
It's attached to Gallagher's.
Yes.
He calls that the south end, and then the north end, which is on St. Joseph's, where they took all that property
right,
down, which
right.
has great use. That's where he wants to build a
okay,
kind of a
okay
mixed use.
Okay,
so that's what he's thinking. Of course, they still have Heritage Hill.
Yeah,
and they have Green Isle.
Because basically, it's
linear.
It's landlocked. Yeah,
and
north and south.
It's kind of a pass through.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we talked about that.
Absolutely.
Too.
But I lived there. I loved Alloway. I thought it was great.
But to make a community work, you need to have a mix of commercial and residential.
Right, exactly.
They're very residential.
Zamboldi's.
That's what it is.
Thank you.
Zamboldi's.
Thank you.
And so it's going to be interesting to see how that works. It's weird because he talks about, you know, some people think half of our community should go to De Pere and half of it should go to Green Bay. And I'm like, I've heard that.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I wish. And where I lived in Alloway, used to be the Green Bay East School District, okay?
So that went to Southwest, right?
And then it went to Southwest. Yeah. But
that's
De Pere High School was like four blocks away.
Right.
I wish there would have been some stipulation where the kids could have gone to De Pere if you lived in Alloway.
Mayor talked a little bit about, you know, they're very sensitive in De Pere about their school district.
I know.
Right? And to open that up, but you're right about
that. But I don't think there's anyone, any school district in Green Bay where you live further from the school
then
if
school.
You're in Alloway going to Green Bay Southwest.
And crossing the bridge.
Absolutely.
I agree. I thought that was a little weird. But so, yeah, interesting. And then, you know, we have guests lined up for, you know, at least the next month. So it's every Sunday at 1 o'clock. You know, we're going to be having.
And somebody just asked where they could listen. Obviously, right here on 97.9, but also the app. So download the app and you can take it anywhere.
Yeah, I did say that. Not as smooth as you did, Todd, because we usually go to you. But Yes, they can download it. And I think some people are going to listen today, too. They're like, oh, yeah, because I called them. I said, what do you think? Oh, yeah, sorry, man. I'll listen to it.
So, yeah. sorry, man.
Or they were doing something else. So I hope that – I think it's going to work. I mean,
I know it'll work.
We'll see.
That's your forte.
And I love it.
That is your forte.
And all of a sudden, it's like you look at
– your
it's
forte.
It's like you doing sports, and all of a sudden you look, it's like, oh, my God, we're out of
time. I think you're going to be great doing that.
Thanks.
I really do. I look forward to listening to it. We're going to do a contest for tonight's game. You know what? I'm going to get a hold of Kathy Larkin this morning, by the way.
Yeah. All right.
Kathy's up, I'm sure. If you're listening, Kath, give us a call. Want to know your opinion of that game last night and what this means for Caitlin Clark, the WNBA, the whole thing, women's basketball. So if you're listening, Kathy, give us a call. If not, we're going to wake you up. Mike and the Bear, getting started.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Welcome back. Mind on the Mirror Talk Book. The great things we did this weekend.
Yes, just how productive we were. Just the exercise we got.
Oh, man, that walk.
What did you watch?
It was incredible. I will say this. Went to Neshoto Beach.
Oh, that's nice. That's
and watched
awesome.
People walk.
Yeah, watched them.
Watched them walk.
That's nice. That's a good exercise.
I'm sorry. I think that's the greatest place in Wisconsin, Neshoto Beach.
It is.
If the weather's terrible, it's a great place because that water is so angry.
Yeah.
And if it's nice, it was just glistening off the by the lighthouse. I think if people haven't been to Neshoto Beach in Two Rivers, you're missing out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Neshoto Park.
Neshoto Park, whatever it is. Neshoto
Park,
love that
Lake
area.
It's Lake Michigan. But yeah, that's living down there. And that's a good beach. A lot of sand.
Yeah.
And it's good sand. It's not rough sand.
No, it's really nice. It's like Malibu. I mean, I'm sorry, but it really and truly
it is, man.
The beach part. Yeah, it's fantastic. Love
I was
it.
Talking to somebody else about that. That's like, you know, that's, I can't believe that city is still at, what, 12,000 or 13,000? No, they do a good job with tourism, but it just hasn't taken off like you would think a community
well,
would.
Well, you know, I was talking with one of their athletic people last fall. We did one of their games at that fantastic football team, Two Rivers did. And he was saying it's tough enrollment-wise. It's tough. There's just not been a big influx of
built that high school.
People moving to Two Rivers.
No.
And it's a shame because it's beautiful, that
it
area.
Is. I'm not sure why, because that is a piece of Wisconsin that, you know, I don't know. I would like to buy. I was talking to somebody this weekend.
And I'm
going to
tell you something. I told you. Remember last week, Wayne was even trying to work on my neck, and Todd got me some aspirin. Remember, Todd, I couldn't even turn my head?
Yeah.
Went there that Saturday, talked to the girls. I know the parents who run that place. And she got me a CDB, and I'm telling you, I took it right away. I don't know what it was. Yeah. I mean, it's all legal. It's above board. But I don't even know what it was. And I took these drops and stuff, and it worked like you can't believe.
I think that's a very cool. I would like to buy the lighthouse.
Yeah, me too.
And that needs a little work. I mean, I love it.
Have you been in there?
Lines.
Oh, yeah. Been upstairs? You've stayed there too?
No, Johnny. Oh. The Lighthouse Inn. The hotel.
Oh, the Lighthouse Inn. I thought you meant the actual lighthouse.
Oh, no. Oh. No, you were telling me they do rent that out, right?
Yeah, our buddy John Kramer was.
That's right. That's what it was.
He spent nights up there. I'd love to do that.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
No.
On a real stormy night?
Nope.
Oh, my God. That'd be the greatest.
The Lighthouse.
Todd, would you?
Todd would, yes.
Yes. The reason why he wouldn't, because Milton would be scared.
You're right.
That's the
reason.
He would.
You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Donna's gone, so he, like,
you're
jumps
right.
in my bed.
It's yeah,
like,
no, I know. Doing, don't even want to know. Go ahead.
Anyway, that hotel has been there. You know, the Van Landen's.
Yeah.
You could upgrade that and really, that's.
I like it.
I love it.
You're right on the water.
Right.
I mean, the water is right outside your window. It's literally just spray up on your window.
Yeah.
I love the lighthouse. And they've got a free free breakfast.
Yes.
Which is good.
It is good.
Mm-hmm. I like the lighthouse a lot.
Yep.
I really do. Got here in the summertime, Neshoto Beach for band concert, then Port Sandy Bay for pizza. Could not agree more. Could not agree more. Port Sandy Bay pizza is tremendous.
It is. You know.
Tremendous.
And I just, again, you know, I look at that and I'm thinking, come on. I mean, what is it? I mean, it's not that far. I mean, was that a bedroom community? You got to drive to Green Bay. I mean, Manitowoc, they've got some pretty good companies there that are working for them. And they lost a couple, but then they gained a couple. I don't know. I like it there. My wife, we've talked about, you know, where we're going to end up. She likes Manitowoc Two Rivers. I do too. You have land there.
I love it.
Yeah.
I sold it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You know why you sold it? Because you made a lot of money.
Well, I made some money on it.
Right.
Which is good. And also when I bought it, building costs were about $150 a square feet, and it went from that to about $300 a square foot.
Yeah.
So the design is twice as it went twice. That's a big nut to swallow.
Yeah, that is.
That's a big one.
No, yeah. We're going to do that thing up in Nugani anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
M&M Ranch.
Yeah, we might even pronounce it right.
I don't know. The M&M Ranch.
Yeah, I'm with you, Todd.
Sounds like something you might find out in Las Vegas.
I agree. I agree.
All right. Well,
I agree.
Now, that's not
M&M Ranch.
That's not legal.
If somebody says S&M Ranch, they get it wrong. I never thought of the mayor that way, but now that you say it. Yeah.
There's always something about him that was a little
something. Yep.
I just had that weird feeling around
him. Yeah, me too. Yeah. So I don't think we're going to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
He wore those lederhosen a little too often. Yeah, and he strutted around.
Do you remember his lederhosen had that little pouch in front?
I still don't know. The only thing I can think is for putting a tape measure. Like, you know, when you order a tool belt, you put the tape measure in the front little pouch. That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay.
That's the only thing I can think of.
625.
Actually, you said something the other day that a couple of my buddies texted me. It's like, okay, he is the only man who uses that. I don't know if I should talk about it.
We're going to go to break. You want to clear it first, or you want to talk? I don't care. I can take it.
Do you remember the practical joke that Donna played on him?
Yes.
For April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
What, John?
What did she do?
She sewed up the fly of my underwear.
Yeah. Yep. And guys were saying, who uses the fly? One guy said, I think mine have been sold for 30 years.
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. Nobody uses the fly. Wow. Okay. So I just had to tell you that.
Okay, thanks. I'll pass that on.
And now a man who uses his fly.
I don't know if we got to do a quick poll on that one.
No, we don't.
You use the fly or not? Yes or no? I just want to know this one. I want to know if me and my guys are crazy or if you're weird.
I am. Oh, my God.
Toss it out there. Fly or no fly? Yes or no?
Do you use the fly when you urinate, right? When you go to the bathroom? That's a question, right?
Yeah. No, most guys don't.
So right now, if we just count the people in this room,
yeah,
it's 2-1.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here they come.
Really? Oh, I think they're becoming fast and furious.
Do you use the fly?
Yes.
When you go to the bathroom? Download the Civic Media app.
Would that have shocked you if yours was sewed shut? I've never used one in my life. So I'm just saying.
Well, I'll tell you, you said something that's a little weird.
Okay.
That it's been...
My husband does not, Jim. Trust me, I know. That's what somebody just texted.
So far, it's no 90%, yes, 10%.
I got some. Is that, or,
but I think you might get it 10%.
That 10?
All right. Oh, now it's 95 to 5. I think they're becoming in pretty fast and heavy on this one.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, I didn't really think too much of it, but I thought,
okay.
I bet I would never notice that. Yeah. So just let it throw that out.
Yeah, thank you.
We're good. You bet. No problem, buddy.
That's good.
No problem.
I can tell you, Todd and DePere does use his fly.
Todd and DePere figured you would. Way to go, Todd.
William says, who wears underwear?
Aha. See, now that I can see.
William and I are very much alike. Thank you, William.
Gotta go home.
Okay. We got Rob Zerjaff, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, coming on today. Boy, they've got a facility down there. When they had all that snow last week, I was watching TV. They're working out inside. What an amazing facility they have. Timber Rattlers, they got some big Brewer prospects on that team again this year. That's going to be coming up at about 8:30. We've got a lot more to talk about when we come back right after this.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hand, touching hand.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The solar eclipse is headed our way this afternoon. National Solar Observatory physicist Ryan French with more on the path.
Hawaii will actually see a partial eclipse before anyone sees anything. And it crosses, makes landfall in Mexico in a city called Mazatlan, then crosses the border into the U.S. around Eagle Pass, then passes up through the U.S. all the way to the top right corner, going over a few major cities along the way. It goes through upstate New York, Rochester, Buffalo, up through into Maine, and across to Canada as well.
6 months into the Israel-Hamas war, the IDF has now announced it is withdrawing some of its forces from southern Gaza. Talks also continue in Egypt on a more permanent ceasefire and hostage release. Crews in Baltimore have begun removing the containers of the cargo ship Dolly that brought down the Key Bridge in Baltimore last month. South Carolina keeping its perfect season intact with an 87-75 win over Iowa in the women's NCAA championship game in Cleveland on Sunday. This is ABC News.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair!
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is in Wisconsin today. He's announcing a new program that could benefit millions of student loan borrowers.
The Department of Education has been working to potentially help people who've been holding debt for decades, those who might be able to show different kinds of financial hardship, or perhaps those whose debt now, because of interest, has ballooned beyond what they originally took out.
Mary Alice Parks reporting. Local election clerks say they'll do their best to do their jobs and serve voters under two new constitutional amendments passed by voters last week. Wausau City Clerk Caitlin Bernard tells Capital City Sunday her office will do its best to run safe and secure elections. Private money is banned from boosting the ballot count. Bernard says she's working on backup plans in case she needs more money. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 60 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, a few off and on showers. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. 42 tomorrow, a sprinkle or two in the morning. Clearing in the afternoon, 59 by Wednesday, partly cloudy, with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingas.
Winged Thingas! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingas.
The Winged Thingas.
Matt and Air on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I always wanted to be taller. All I wanted to do all day is play basketball. And I remember this guy from the team came in, and he's having a bad day. And he looks at, we're just playing a pickup game, and he goes, hey, guys, can I get a dunk? Somebody throws him the ball. He runs and powers it down, and I'm like, how cool after a bad day to be able to throw a dunk down. Like, you don't get the same satisfaction with launching an angry two-handed set shot, you know?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Jim Schmidt.
Okay. I hope the mics were down for that. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, Civic Media app. 45 degrees pretty much across the board on the big thing. Of course, today is eclipse. Boy, you can't get away from that.
No, I mean, but what's going to be cool, and you saw that.
Do you have glasses?
Million people. I got to find them.
Okay.
But I have them from last time.
Todd, do you have glasses?
I'm not going to.
99 cents at Menards.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's it?
Yeah.
All right.
But you should test them out, I heard.
That is
and
true.
And you actually have a list of things you can do to test them.
Right. If they're not legit, you could burn your eyeballs out. That's just something that was on my desk. Fake eclipse glasses are back. People are selling them online.
That's what happened to St. Paul.
No, it didn't. Yeah,
that's
it. Not.
Bum glasses. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of St. Paul, biblical things with the eclipse, which is that one's not true. But what you wish get is is Dom up yet? What time is he getting? We're a little early.
Probably a little early.
Okay. What's the name of the city where the two people are talking about, like, at Alex Jones, these crazy people, but the end of the world is going to happen today.
Oh, I certainly, yeah.
But what's the name of that city? That's not Nirvana, but what's the name of that city? And it's passing over. Some people say seven, but then some people say, well, they got the route wrong. It's only two. But that's where they ask the people to repent. And those are, like, totally clips. I mean, that's dark for, like, a minute and a half. That's going to be very cool. But in those cities, they say the end of the world is going to start in what's the name of the city? It's not Nirvana. It starts with an N.
I'll look it up.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
In the United States?
There's seven of them that the eclipse is going over. But I think there's like two. But the first one is in India. No, really. Come on, you guys. It's the
I know nothing of what you're talking about. Somebody out there help us, please.
There's a city that starts with an N.
In what
state?
Well, it's throughout the eclipse. I mean, that goes through, 11 states? But it starts in Indiana. But if you look at biblical biblical prophecies of the eclipse, that will come up, the name of that city, and that's the city where, did Job go there? Your kid would know all this, because he's like a scholar of the Bible, but, and they think that this could be it. So, there are people who think the end of the world is going to happen today.
Okay.
And it's going to start in Indiana. Why God would pick Indiana, I wouldn't know, but that's what they say.
Well, is that okay? So that one they had like about 5 or 6 years ago,
2017.
That was different than this one, right?
No.
Oh, it's the same thing? Because I don't remember it getting very dark.
Well, not here, but
it all depends on the path of it.
Okay.
We're supposed to, in our area, we're supposed to see about 82%
of the eclipse?
Yeah.
And then how dark are we going to get?
Well, that's taking 82% of the sun away. That's significant. I didn't know it was going to be that much here.
Eclipse, this is a great text. Eclipse snacks. Sun chips, moon pies, and Capri Sun.
Nice.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you very much, Bill. Thank you very much.
The path is where it's the total eclipse, so it's going to be like really just get dark for. Can you imagine that before we knew all this stuff, how freaked out people
would have been? Absolutely.
But Johnny asked a good question, because sometimes you say the last one was 1925, yet we had an eclipse party on the city deck in 2017.
That's the one I remember. I remember being at Lambeau, and I saw it. We had glasses. But I don't remember getting dark around anywhere else. You know what I mean?
No.
And that's why even...
We're only in one place. What do you mean?
I know. I don't remember. It didn't get dark.
Well, a little bit, right?
Did it?
It was more down south last time in our neck of the woods, in the central time zone.
Yeah, I don't
remember
getting very dark here at all.
It's going to be closer to us this time than it was last time.
Okay.
So, but when it blocks out the sun, it gets dark. I mean, it's like dark.
But that's what I mean. And when you're staring
at us.
But that's why you're talking about ancient days, okay?
Right.
And that's what happened. Like, I was talking about, I was going to try to bring my welding helmet, but it said it depends on what gauge of darkness your thing is, whatever. But that's what happened, and this is in the Bible. That's exactly what happened to St. Paul. He was welding, and all of a sudden, everything got dark, and he looks up, and it's like, what the bleep?
As St. Paul was known to say.
What? Yeah. Right? He swore a lot. He welded a lot. There's no, I mean, everybody knows that.
And he goes,
John, I think your grandpa is trying to.
And he hears voice, yes. I swear. And that's what happened. Yeah. He was welding, and that's how he got blinded.
That's how Johnny's grandpa got him into welding. Yeah. You know what happened, John? Let me tell you a story. Saying.
So these are legit here, right, Todd?
Yeah, these are actual tips if you want to check to see if you're.
It can cause permanent damage to your retinas.
Yeah, it's not that you're going to go blind, but you will lose. You could lose part of your eyesight. Yeah.
Put them on indoors and look around. You should only be able to see very bright lights, like a halogen bulb or an iPhone flashlight shine directly at you. Take them outside, but don't look at the sun yet. It should be too dark to see distant hills, trees, or even the ground. Take a quick glance at the sun. It shouldn't hurt at all. You should be able to comfortably look at the sun and see a bright, sharp-edged disc. If it feels hard at the hard at all, stop immediately and only do it if your glasses pass the other two tests first. Okay. All right. There you go.
So these eclipse glasses.
So, but for 99 cents, why would there be ripoffs if they're just 99 cents to begin with?
You know? Somebody got left a bunch of 3D glasses or something like that, and they're trying to unload them.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever use those for a movie?
Yes.
Have you? I never have.
In the theater.
That is cool.
Really?
Yeah. They work.
I never have. I want to do that sometime.
That is cool.
Yeah. Do they even have 3D movies anymore?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I mean, they came out and it was going to be this big thing, and then it
did. Have you seen that in Florida? Those 3D movies, like at you know, Epcot or Disney World.
No, I've not. I've seen them advertised when I was there, but I never saw one.
You go there and you put on these glasses.
Michael Jordan's thing was big with that. Remember Jordan's something.
All I know is they have the one with the rats, and these rats, like, they are in your face. I mean, that 3D stuff works, and they're in your rats. And then, so you're sitting there, and everybody's wearing shorts, right? And they have, by your feet, they have little puffs of air coming.
Oh, really?
People just scream. They lift up their feet. I mean, just, 3D movies, that's surprising. They haven't really, those are great movies.
Yeah.
I mean, that is right.
You can't get one at home, huh? Can you get a 3D at home?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know. Well, you'd have to have the glasses then, right?
Right.
So maybe a DVD or something like that.
Okay. That'd be fun to watch.
I don't think you'd see it on TV.
Because you've got a theater room, don't you?
Nah, I don't know.
Why don't you make your upstairs where you had the choir a theater room? Wouldn't that be perfect?
The seats could be moved off to the side so you can have the big... What do you use it for?
Just
the grand ballroom on Sundays, or
just I don't really like TV anyway. I just
the guy who just watched 10 straight hours.
I did, but
that's
that is my fix for the year too. By the way, I'm going to watch the rest of it. I'm totally into that. It was like I told you, Breaking Bad. I just got into that, and my kids said, "Oh, you got to watch House of Cards. You got to watch this. You got to watch that." I tried to watch that. I mentioned it. I don't know, a couple weeks ago.
The House of Cards was really good, but it ended right in the middle.
Well, that's because
of Kevin Spacey. Yeah. Because you know who played, who was fantastic in that movie and looked fantastic was Jenny from Forrest Gump.
I didn't see it, but okay.
You didn't see Forrest Gump?
Yeah, I saw that, but I don't.
Oh, House of Cards?
Yeah,
she played his.
I watched the beginning of that,
and she played his wife, and she was real conniving too.
I used the my State of the City at the Meyer Theater. You know where I'd get people and I'd give an update on the city. I used a clip from the House of Cards when Kevin Spacey's saying, 435 congressmen, 100 senators. All you need is one good mayor to get what he wanted done.
So we got a thing here, Nineveh.
Yes, that's what it is.
I've never heard of that. Who's ever heard of that?
Thank you for sending that in. I think
Sue of Little Swamico.
Okay, thank you, Sue. Sue's right on. And that city was,
city's in the Bible,
6-7 BC, where they had to repent, and they were going to get done in, and that's why this eclipse is going over. Like, if you depending on the route, 6 or 7 cities that have that name in the United States. I looked at.
I can honestly say, biblically or historically, or
your kid would know this.
Indiana wise, I've never heard of that town.
Well, there's in the path. I think there's 6 towns with that name.
Okay, and with that name,
yeah,
I don't believe this,
Todd.
I'll look it up.
Poor Todd.
It's like I'm writing a paper.
Well, I know. Like, it's like he's one of those things. Remember they used to have that answer thing at like the library or someplace? You'd call, do you know what the capital of Ecuador is? I need it for a paper. Well, now, let's see. Ecuador would be El Salvador.
So according to what they're saying, there are seven of these city names in the eclipse path, but only two will see totality.
Right.
But there are seven cities named this?
The Neva or whatever it is.
What? Like,
yeah, I guess.
And just do a little go.
Indiana, Missouri, maybe Ohio.
So Indiana, that's the first one. But that's, and if you look at it, so if you look back to that city in biblical times, that was the city that was going to be eliminated or something unless they repented.
Okay. So these people in these cities think they're going to be eliminated now, unless they repent.
They said the end of the world is going to start with that first city is in Indiana, right? Then it'll go up to Ohio. That would make sense.
Okay.
Anyway,
and there's one in Pennsylvania.
But you're going east,
right? Northeast. But it goes northeast, so that may.
But what I'm saying, Todd, is the first city is in Indiana with that name, and that's where they think.
All right, people, everybody, just calm down.
Right.
What do they say?
It's just everybody gets in these moods when stuff like this happens.
Alex Jones,
these things
is
have
spot
been going. These things have been going on for millions of years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. We've had eclipses in our lifetime.
Right.
Nobody perished.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Stop it with that stuff.
That's still kind of, it gets people excited.
But
isn't that
being spread on some...
All over the place. Social media.
Yeah.
That crazy guy, that Alex Jones guy who got sued for like $1 billion and... He's out promoting that.
You know, I only missed one UW Green Bay basketball game in my life.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's when I herniated a disc in my back and I couldn't fly. I couldn't do anything. Okay. It was really bad. And so I missed the trip to San Francisco. I mean, one of the great cities it used to be. Yeah. And, but here's the ironic part. You know what it was? New Year's Eve. 1999, 2000.
Of course.
Whole millennial thing.
And I remember thinking to myself,
oh, God, that was.
Is this, somebody's way of telling me to not travel? Because remember, that was
the big
thing. Nobody knew exactly what was going to happen.
What a joke.
Well, but still, with the computers, the way they were
set back,
nobody really knew.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, yeah.
Okay. What a scam on society. So I was on the county board back then, and we had these guys come in, consultants, and spent a fortune just like upgrading the system so it wouldn't crash.
Did you really? Okay.
But nothing happened. It just everything just turned over like another year. But I remember some guy on TV. I just wouldn't be in a plane at that time.
That's what I mean. So that's why I thought to myself, is God telling me something here?
But here's the thing: we've had all these eclipses, right? We've never had a millennium in our lifetime.
Right, exactly.
Right? So we didn't know.
We didn't know.
And computers were new.
Absolutely.
So we didn't know.
Absolutely.
It's going to shut everything down.
Absolutely.
So there's all the states, Jim, that have
all right.
a city.
Indiana,
yeah.
I've never heard of nine of them?
There's
Indiana, Missouri, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Virginia.
Oh.
Okay.
Thank you, Sue.
Thanks, Sue.
Yeah, Sue, that's interesting. Okay, well, anyway, that's...
I plan on repenting. What?
Today or just in general?
That's a Homer Simpson thing. Dad, how come you don't go to church? Well, I figure I'm just going to kind of do what I do and then repent on my deathbed. Anyway, I'm good.
But,
by the way, it's 95% of the guys out there say no.
They don't use
their
fly.
Never used a fly. Yeah. So I give you credit, man. You're going against the grain. Something.
That's what makes a good mayor.
Absolutely. Yeah,
don't follow
the... So anyway, our pick'em contest tonight.
Yep.
So I gave away a $25 gift certificate to the Heights for the women's game last night and how many points Caitlin was going to have.
Yeah.
I want to do this, okay? Number, the team that wins, the winning team. All you got to do is text Todd, the winning team, and how many points they'll score without going over. The winning team and who's ever closest to amount of points without going over, $25 gift certificate to the Heights. And a very cool cap that they
gave
me.
What about a tie? A lot of people are going to pick the same thing.
The first one that entry. If somebody says 82 points.
Right.
And then somebody else does 10 spots later, the first one wins.
All right, cool.
All right.
We'll go ahead and we will... We'll bring this up again after the break.
Okay.
All right. And then we'll get people lined up, and we should be set then.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
Fantastic. Thanks, Becca, for this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Somebody help! My house? It's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, property doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's your quick trip to the ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Welcome back, the Rod Stewart. Boy, I'll tell you what, there's an entertainer that has never phoned it in, has been as good for, what, 50 years?
Yeah. Did you see him when he's here?
No. It's another one. It's like, why didn't I go?
Yeah.
Why didn't I go?
He's got a cool show because his first half of the show is like we were just talking about. And then the second half of the show comes out in the tux and it's more of his more modern stuff. Great show.
I listened to him in 1971, and right. I will listen to him today.
Right.
Love Rod Stewart. Can't beat him. Nope. Just awesome. So did you watch that game last night?
No.
You didn't? Okay.
Addicted to
Suits. Oh, that's right. You're watching
Suits. I could not turn that off. It's not like me, but I was just like, and there's, you know, there's
nobody else
in the
house. That's one of those shows I don't really remember when it was first on, paid zero attention to it, but then like you start watching it. Although, you know what? I really like that kid because I could see getting my law degree the way he did it. Not really going to school. Just kind of memorizing stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And so many subplots, right? I mean, obviously they got the law firm, but all these different things going on and they're very creative. I mean, whoever wrote that, that's good stuff. And it's not.
Terry says here, I was the first one to pick Caitlin Clark on Minos Facebook for 30 points. Thank you, Terry.
What'd you have?
That mean, was it 31? I want to say 30. Was it 31? But she had 18 in the first quarter.
Yeah, I know. Wow.
You know, I was watching it in Manitowoc. I left at halftime because it's like, I didn't want to see. I knew they were going to get beat. You know, some games, there's always a chance of a comeback. With that one, I just couldn't see how they could overcome that size. Just couldn't. It reminded me of like when Jabbar was young and the other, you know, he was like 7'2" and everybody else was like 6'7". And he was just taller than everybody else and talented. That's just such a good team, that South Carolina team. They're so good.
Sometimes, you know, you don't want to be a pessimist, but you and I have gone to some games. It's like, they ain't going to win this game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, kind of early.
Yeah, we saw a couple like that. We really and truly did.
You know,
Boy, what a huge award for Sundance last week.
Oh, is that awesome?
Wasn't that awesome?
Totally
national award.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And then the big story in sports today, now John Calipari leaving Kentucky, going to Arkansas. If he had gotten fired, he would have gotten like a $30 million buyout. But because he left on his own, he gets basically nothing. Isn't that amazing? Now, how bad do you want to leave a job where you could stick around till you're fired and make $33 million for doing nothing or leaving on your own?
But I'll give him a lot of credit.
That's awesome what he did. I do, too.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty interesting. But, you know, the pressure in some of these jobs these days is so rough. Even that poor girl for Iowa, who got clobbered with that illegal screen the other night with 4 seconds to go against UConn. And a lot of people are going nuts over, oh, what a terror. You can't make a call like that. Well, this girl, it was a running block, and she elbowed her right in the face, and they called it. And and this girl's gotten so much. She had to shut down all of her social media. She was getting so much. What did she do? She ran into this screen, took a shot to the mouth.
Yeah.
It was a correct call, and people are going insane on her.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous these days.
So many people talk about their life is going okay, and then one incident, and they have to shut down their social media.
Yeah.
It's just people can be pretty.
Wow.
Pretty tough.
But you know
why
that is? I guarantee you why that is.
Because they can hide behind it or what?
Because they got money on it.
Oh, yeah.
These people get so, like, something like that might have cost somebody $5,000.
Right. Yeah, okay.
And they just go irate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. And if, you know, it's so funny. Do you ever read Phil Mushnick? He's an old-time sports writer for the New York Post. Mm-hmm. Okay. He's as curmudgeon-y as any person you'll ever meet. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, does he call a spade a spade. And Roger Goodell, a guy for the NFL who I can't stomach.
Right.
Okay. So it talks about how he pulled out the actual quotes over like a 20-year span or whatever. Gambling would be the worst thing to ever happen to the National Football League. We're doing everything possible. So, you know, because these individual states were trying to make gambling legal. Like New Jersey was one of them. Delaware was another one. These states, you know, right around New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, my God, that'd be the worst thing. We cannot allow gambling. And, you know, if NFL players or personnel even take part in fantasy football, you'll be fired immediately. Mm-hmm. Now?
Right.
FanDuel, get your...
I know.
Yeah. Unbelievable what happened with gambling. In my lifetime, that is the most amazing thing that has ever happened for sports entities to go from gambling could be the death of us, could literally be the death of us, to, oh, we love gambling, gamble as much as possible, have the play-by-play people tout gambling for those short little things they can do, like how many points somebody will have in, like, the third quarter. I mean, you can bet, like, 50 different ways on every game.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how it went from that's the worst thing in the world to promote it.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it.
I can. It's all money, Johnny.
Well, I know, but that shows what an idiot Goodell is. I mean, the guy makes $70 million a year. And like I've said before, basically stands on the balcony of his ivory tower, pees on the heads of NBA or NFL fans and tries to convince them it's raining. That's what he does.
I know.
I can't stomach Goodell.
The views of John Mino are not the views of Civic Media, right. WJBW, WISS, or anyone else that works here.
John's not all wrong. I mean,
no, I know.
He's,
I agree with him.
I've met Goodell. I think he's a super nice guy. He's been to Lambeau Field.
I've met him.
Right. Nice guy, right? You wouldn't think he is that.
In a short dose. But to do what he's doing with the NFL.
I agree.
And you get some of these guys
who do
horrific things. And they're right back playing again the next year. But he's okay. He'll be back.
But I think his image is
unbelievable.
My point was, I think his image is not as bad as you think. I think his image is not bad. It's good. As a matter of fact, I think it's good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like he's, I don't know. You remember that whole COVID thing? You getting the nurses tickets, and I don't know. I think I agree. The decisions he's making though are in the best interest. Not of the fans.
Totally. Thank you. Thank you, the players, sometimes,
I think.
Exactly. Absolutely.
I know they're making a ton of money, but
he
should
makes
be further-
so much money.
He does.
Does he really need to? And that's why when they keep raising ticket prices, and even with the Packers, they have to keep raising them, they say, so that they're right in the midway point for the other teams because they don't want to shortchange the other teams that come in here.
Right.
You've got the most loyal fan base in the history of sport. The Green Bay Packer fans are the most loyal fans in the history of sport in the United States of America. Okay? Why do you feel the need that you have to raise your ticket prices so Jerry Jones and the Adams family and the Hunt family that are multi-billionaires.
Bees.
Multi-billionaires.
Yeah.
Why you have to raise ticket prices for a guy that works in a factory in Green Bay or Oshkosh or Nakusa or someplace. Why do you have to raise the ticket price for them to put more money in the pockets of billionaires? Why do you have to do that when you have such a loyal fan base?
I applaud John Mino
for commissioner.
All right. I'll take it.
And I'll do it for $60 million.
Absolutely. We're gonna set a quick break. Buy me a new car. I'll do it for free. With all the power to release it, it isn't safe to walk.
your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning.
Weekdays from 6 till 8.
Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.